感谢主能够看见弟兄姊妹心里实在很快乐。
It brings joy to my heart to see brothers and sisters.
我这次出门啊。
This time when I went, on my travels.
碰见好几个台风。
I encountered, several typhoons.
我也不知道是我追着台风跑呢还是台风追着我跑啊。
Not sure if it was me chasing the typhoons or vice versa.
我这个两个礼拜前刚到台北的时候。
2 weeks ago when I had just arrived Taipei.
那么同时呢有一个大台风也到那里。
A big typhoon had arrived as well.
本来我心里想恐怕这次一定要被台风阻挡我没办法准时到大陆。
And I thought that maybe the typhoon would, cause me to delay my plans in China.
我早晨四点多啊到达台北。
I arrived Taipei at 4 a.m.
那么八点多的飞机呢飞厦门大陆的厦门。
And then at 8 a.m, my plane was scheduled to take off to head to China.
那个时候呢风势已经开始很大。
And the wind was blowing pretty hard at that point.
我也不知道那个飞机啊能不能起飞。
I wasn't sure if the airplane was able to take off or not.
所以我们已经坐上飞机啊。
And I was already sitting on the airplane.
那个风啊把那个飞机摇晃得很厉害。
And the wind was, rocking the airplane quite a bit.
然后每一架飞机啊都非常慢。
And every airplane was very slow.
后来我才听说。
And later I heard.
我那架飞机起飞以后啊。
After my plane took off.
下面的飞机全部取消。
All the other flights were cancelled.
所以呢我是在那个台风天里面呢起飞我头一次这样的经历啊。
And so when my plane took off, it took off in the midst of a typhoon, and that was the first time I've experienced that.
感谢主让我能平安的到达这个厦门市。
And thank the Lord that I safely arrived, a town called Xiamen in China.
哪里晓得啊我们到了旅馆里面的时候啊。
And, to my surprise, when I arrived the hotel in Xiamen.
这个旅馆呢又来一个通知。
The hotel gave a notice.
说啊马上一个大台风就到厦门。
And immediately, another big typhoon was to hit, this town called Xiamen.
啊不过感谢主第二天呢那个台风转向了。
And thank the Lord that the typhoon was, redirected.
那么等到我从福州回来的时候回到台北的时候
And when I returned to Taipei,
结果呢听说又有一个台风来了
There was news that another typhoon was going to hit.
可能这两天正在吹啊。
And it's probably, blowing, its winds in Taiwan now.
所以我在机场的时候
So at the airport,
我的姊妹啊给我一个短信
My wife texted me,
他说啊又有个台风吹到西雅图来了。
There was a typhoon that was going to hit Seattle.
啊我说这个真是很奇妙。我都不敢相信啊我们西雅图会有台风。
And I was very surprised and almost couldn't believe that a typhoon would hit Seattle.
感谢主昨天也没吹来啊。
And thank the Lord that tomorrow it was, pretty uneventful.
那么弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters,
我们实在是处在一个风暴的时代。
We are truly living in, stormy times.
Yeah. 下面这个世界要吹什么样的风啊我们没有一个人能预料。
And we can't predict what kind of winds will blow our way next.
说不定很快的这个美国就吹大风了。
And soon, the US will be hit by these strong winds.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主告诉我们在他里面有平安。
That in him we have peace.
所以我们真的是需要提高警觉啊。
So we need to, be on alert.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord, protect us.
在这个风暴的时代里面。
that in these days of storms,
我们知道如何藏身在基督里,
that we will know how to hide ourselves in Christ.
那么今天早晨呢,
this morning,
我要就着西安特会这次所释放的信息,
I wanted to do some follow-up on the messages from the West Coast Christian Conference.
当然我不是回馈啊, not feedback.
Oh, of course, it's not feedback on the messages.
我想在我所释放的信息上, 再稍微的加一点解释,
but I wanted to add a little bit more to the explanation.
所以请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经。
So please read with me in the Bible.
我们先看以弗所书第六章。
Please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书,
Ephesians.
第六章,
Ephesians chapter 6.
第十七节,
verse 17.
我就读前面这一句话就可以。
And I'll just read the first part of that verse.
并戴上救恩的头盔。
And take the helmet of salvation.
然后我们看腓立比书,
Then we'll look at Philippians.
第二章,
Philippians chapter 2.
我们从第二节, 第五节读到第八节。
And we'll read verses 5 through 8.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心, 他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的, 反倒虚己, 取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样式, 既有人的样子, 就自己卑微, 存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
第四章第六节到第八节,
Chapter 4, verses 6 through 8.
应当一无挂虑, 只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢, 将你们所要的告诉神, 神所赐出人意外的平安, 必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。 弟兄们, 我还有未尽的话, 凡是真实的, 可敬的, 公义的, 清洁的, 可爱的, 有美名的, 若有什么德性, 若有什么称赞, 这些事你们都要思念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things.
我想参加过这次西安特会的弟兄姊妹,
I think those who attended the West Coast Christian Conference this year,
或是你听过录音带的,
or if you heard the recordings,
你都知道这次我的负担呢, 是交通效法他的死。
And many of you already know that my responsibilities during the conference was on the topic of being conformed to his death.
那么这个意思呢, 就是磨成他死的形状。
So, conformed to the likeness of his death.
那么我曾经讲过什么是这个形状,
and I've explained in the past what exactly is this mean to be conformed
likeness.
To the likeness.
那么我们就用了腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节的话,
and I used the words from Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 8.
那么保罗用主耶稣的心思呢, 让我们看见一个形象。
And Paul used the mind of Christ for us to see this image.
我们能感觉说呢, 这个形象完全是一个死的形象。
And we can see that this image is an image of complete death.
而这里呢，是讲到主耶稣的心思。
And this is, speaks of the mindset of Christ.
我们都知道我们每个人都有个心思啊。
We know that all of us have a mindset.
而我们的生活呢是受我们心思的支配。
And our lives are dictated by our mindset.
那意思说你怎么想你就怎么活的。
So in other words, how we think is how we live.
我们的言语我们的行动也是受我们心思的支配。
Our the language that we use, how we act, is all controlled by our mind.
所以一个基督徒要过健全的属灵生活。
So for a Christian to live an accurate spiritual life,
那我们知道你要注意我们的心思的里面的光景。
We need to pay attention to the condition of our mind.
保罗在腓立比书第四章告诉我们。
Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4,
基督徒心思里面应该存留这些东西。
That a Christian should have these things in his or her thoughts.
什么存有什么样的情形呢?
And what kind of a situation should we have in our mind?
在第八节里面他说,
In verse 8 it says,
那么要有真实的东西。
We need to have what is true.
意思说呢,思想不要虚幻。
That we cannot have a skewed thought.
啊,那么这里说呢,可敬的是诚实的。
Whatever is honorable or noble.
Honest. 啊，所以呢，我们不要那些不诚实的东西。
So whatever is honest, whatever is
dishonest.
We don't want to have things that are dishonest.
啊，还有公义的。
We want what is right.
不要老是想到那些不义的东西。
And we don't want to think of dwell on things that are of unrighteousness.
要清洁的。
What is pure.
不要那个污秽的思想。
We don't want to have the things that are unpure in our thoughts.
啊，那么还有可爱的。
Whatever is lovely.
啊，那些不可爱的不要去想它。
Things that are not lovely, we should not think about.
啊，那么有美名的。
Whatever is of good repute.
啊，我们看见，哎，有一些呢，人做见证，他们有好的这种的见证啊。
And there are some who give good testimonies.
有美名的
and they're admirable
或者有些什么德性啊
or in whatever is excellent
virtue 一些然后呢有一些什么称赞
and the things that are praiseworthy
啊，所以你看见保罗告诉我们基督徒的心思应该存有这些事情
so Paul says the inside the mind of a Christian we should dwell on these things
但是在实际的生活里我们常常发现基督徒的心思中啊充满了很多负面的东西。
But in reality, in a Christian's life, we find that in our minds we have all these negative things.
啊，因为这些负面的东西太多了，所以影响我们，结果我们属灵生活就过得不好。
Because of all the influences of these negative thoughts, it interferes with our spiritual life.
所以我们基督徒的心思是需要蒙保护的。
So a Christian's mindset needs to be protected.
所以非常重要。
And this is very important.
在腓立比书里面呢，保罗特别讲到这个点。
In Philippians, Paul mentions this point specifically.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他把基督的心思放在我们的跟前。
That he's placed before us the mindset of Christ.
这是一个最健康、最健全的心思。
And this is the most healthy and most accurate mindset.
也是最美丽的心思。
And it's also the most beautiful mindset.
这个心思叫我们在神跟前能蒙福的。
And this mindset can allow us to be blessed by God.
甚至是可以得荣耀的。
And we can even gain glory from God.
所以这一段话呢，是我们基督徒啊，需要常常读、常常思想。
So these verses that we read, we need to meditate on frequently.
我记得大概二三十年前呢
About 20 to 30 years ago,
主就把这一段话放在我里面。
The Lord placed these verses in my heart.
我那个时候心里面有一个愿望啊。
At that time, I had this desire.
我希望呢，每年呢，主至少给我个机会，在一个地方呢，能把它讲一遍。
And I said to the Lord, it's my desire that wherever I go, at least once a year, I would speak on this.
那么这个也是提醒我自己。
And this is to remind myself.
你们知道，关于这个点，我已经讲了三十年。
So regarding these verses, I've already spoken on these 30 times.
讲了三十遍。
I've spoken on it 30 times.
但是我深深地感觉到我们里面的这个转变的 还是十分不容易。
But yet I still feel that its impact in our lives is still not enough.
所以今天早晨我在这里要和弟兄姊妹们再做一点的交通。
So this morning I want to fellowship on this a little bit more.
我们讲过啊，这七个点好像七个台阶一样。
So these seven points are like seven steps.
啊，那么，它是呢一步一步的下降，是下台阶。
And it's a humbling step or a lowering of yourself each step.
你知道在以西结书第四十章里面。
And in Ezekiel chapter 40.
那么在那里哈，他讲到这个圣城的时候。
And it, when it describes the temple.
那么他那里有一个说法是说呢，从外院到内院。
So when it talks about the going from the outer court to the inner court,
正好呢有七步台阶。
There are seven steps.
当然呢，那个从外院到内院呢是上台阶。
Of course, when we go from the outer court to the inner court, it's seven upward steps.
而主耶稣在这里所表现的这个心思的七步台阶是下台阶。
Although here in Philippians, the seven steps that is mentioned is lowering yourself, going down.
那么我们怎么来领会它呢？
So how do we understand this correctly?
弟兄姊妹们，我们只要学习下台阶。
Brothers and sisters, we just need to understand how to walk downward.
当我们学习下台阶的时候，
As we're taking steps downward and humbling ourselves,
实际上在经历上面是上台阶。
And in reality, our experience, spiritual experience is actually steps going upward.
因为在腓立比书第二章告诉我们，
Because in Philippians chapter 2, it tells us,
主耶稣是一步一步的下降。
The Lord Jesus step by step lowered himself.
但是神呢却使他一步一步的上升。
But in God's eyes, each step he lowered was actually a step of elevation.
所以他降得越低，神就使他升得越高。
So the lower he went, the higher God raised him.
我们希望我们弟兄姊妹能记住这个原则。
So I hope that brothers and sisters can understand this principle.
跟随主是降卑的原则。
Following the Lord's footsteps is a lowering of yourself.
你只要负责降卑就可以。
And we need to be only need to be responsible for going downward.
而神呢，他会负责使你上升。
And God will be responsible for raising us up.
这实在是圣经中间呢重要的原则。
And this truly is an important principle in the Bible.
所以今天早晨呢，
so this morning,
我们要把这七个点呢再和弟兄姊妹们做一点的交通。
I want to go through these seven points again.
希望主帮助我们。
And may God help us.
让我们一生能过一个降卑的生活。
That throughout our lives we can live a humble life.
让神在我们身上做升高的工作。
So that God can do the work of raising.
让主的荣耀能够被显明出来。
And so that God's glory can be manifested.
所以在这个第二章里面我们看见啊。
So we see in chapter 2.
保罗说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
It says, have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus.
这里的心啊原文是心思 mind。
This attitude that it speaks of can be translated as your mind.
就是呢，要让你们里面呢，应该有这样的心思。
So in our thought process, in our mindset, we need to have this.
那么这是什么心思呢？
And what kind of a mindset is this?
第一个点。
The first point.
他说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He says, although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
所以第一个点就是不强夺。
The first point is he didn't think equality God was a thing to be grasped.
他原文的意思就是不要坚持什么，不要抓住什么。
And the meaning of this is to not be stubborn and hold on to things.
因为我们知道在这件事情呢背后有个故事。
Because we know that behind this there's a story.
因为撒旦呢他在那里呢就是要抓住什么。
And Satan is actually one who is trying to hold on to things.
因为魔鬼知道神有一个荣耀的心意。
Satan knows that God has a glorious plan.
他要设立基督。
And he wants to be like Christ.
所以呢，撒旦就想要抢夺这个位置。
And so he wants to compete with Christ for his position.
那么请弟兄姊妹和我一同翻开以赛亚书十四章。
So if you'll turn with me to Isaiah
14.
Isaiah chapter 14.
12节到15节我们读一下。
Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 15.
明亮之星早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落，你这功败列国的何竟被砍倒在地上，你心里曾说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神的众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn, you have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God,And I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit.
我们在这里很清楚看见魔鬼的心思呢，他就是要抓，要抢。
So we can see from these verses that the mindset of Satan is to grab and to steal.
所以他这里讲到五次，我要什么，我要什么，我要什么。
And here it says five times Satan's thought is I will, five times.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他本来就是神。
And he is God.
他有资格。
And he has the qualifications.
但是他却不抢夺。
But he does not grasp that.
是神把他放在这个位置上。
It is God who has placed him in this position.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道呢撒旦呢已经把这个堕落的意念呢放在人里面
and Satan has placed this fallen mindset in the minds of mankind
所以你看今天这个世界呢都是你争我夺的
so in this world all we see is a mindset of self
人就是喜欢抓喜欢坚持
So we want to grab and hold on to things.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这个败坏的意念是从撒旦来的
This fallen mindset is from Satan.
所以我们作为基督徒
So as a Christian,
我们需要有基督的心思
We need to have the mindset of Christ.
一个就是不抢夺
The first one is do not grasp.
在我们的侍奉生活中不需要争强斗胜
In our lives and in our service, we don't need to have these struggles.
这个是败坏的心思。
This is a fallen mindset, a corrupted mindset.
所以我们今天呢需要有基督的心思在里面。
So today we need to have the mindset of Christ.
这是何等的重要。
And this is very important.
在世界上人在那里抢夺。
In the rest of the world, man is grasping and holding on to things.
那个已经是不对了。
And that's already incorrect.
你在教会里面你还要抢要夺那更不对。
And in the church, if we're still trying to grab onto things, that's even more incorrect.
所以在基督徒的生活里面
So in the life of a Christian,
我们没有这种的意念。
We shouldn't have this mindset.
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
And this is a very precious thing.
所以你看我们主耶稣为我们做了好的榜样。
We can see that our Lord Jesus gave us the best example.
所以第二个点
The second point,
他告诉我们说呢，凡道虚己
that he emptied himself.
这个原文的意思就是倒空自己。
And it's a pouring out of yourself.
那我们知道这里所说的倒空自己啊，是主动的，是自己愿意的。
This emptying of yourself is a voluntary thing, a willing thing.
我们晓得人的己啊。
We know that a man's self.
这是一个很强劲的东西。
It's a very strong force.
我们人呢，活着都是为自己。
And we live for ourselves.
所以我们有很多时候在跟随主的事上很困难。
So sometimes when we follow the Lord, it's very difficult.
因为我们把我们的己变成中心。
Because we place ourself as the center.
所以你要跟随神都很困难。
So it becomes very difficult for us to follow the Lord.
你看我们主耶稣到地上来。
We know that when the Lord came into this world,
当他30岁以后要出来侍奉神。
After 30 years, he came out in service.
在马可福音第一章记载着。
And in Mark chapter 1, it records,
主所做的第一件事情是什么呢?
What was the first thing that the Lord Jesus did?
就他来受浸。
Is that he was baptized.
我们想主为什么要受浸?
And we think, why does the Lord need to be baptized?
神的儿子是无罪的。
The Son of God has no sin.
他不需要埋葬。
He doesn't need to go through this baptism.
但是我们看见主到约旦河接受施洗约翰的洗。
But we see that the Lord Jesus came to the River Jordan and was baptized by John the Baptist.
那么主的这个受浸跟罪无关的。
So this baptism that the Lord went through had nothing to do with cleansing of sins.
主的受浸的意思说他要埋葬他的自己。
When the Lord Jesus was baptized, it was symbolic of him burying his self.
他表明他侍奉神他不为自己。
That when he served God, it was not for himself.
他也不活在自己的里面。
And he did not live for himself.
他愿意一切事都遵行父的旨意。
And all things that he did was according to the Father's will.
所以他借着受浸把他的己埋葬。
So through baptism, he buried himself.
所以难怪当他从水里上来的时候。
So that's why when he rose from the water,
天父的心何等的欢喜啊。
The Father's heart was filled with joy.
说神说这是我的爱子。
And the Father said, this is my beloved son.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是我们主的存心。
This is the heart of God.
他来到他主动他愿意受浸。
That he came and he was willing to be baptized.
本来呢施洗约翰还拦阻他的。
And at first, John the Baptist actually, was restricting him.
因为约翰知道站在他面前的这是神的儿子。
Because John the Baptist knew that the man standing before him was the Son of God.
他说我应该接受你给我施洗。
And he said that I should be the one that is who is baptized by you.
怎么你来接受我的施洗呢?
How is it that you would be baptized by me?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主愿意放弃他的自己。
Our Lord was willing to empty himself.
所以我们的心思意念中应该常常有舍己的意念。
So, in our mindset, we need to have self-denial.
我们知道我们这个人的己就是我们的魂。
We know that the self in us is actually our soul.
啊，我们多次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And many times I've already mentioned with two brothers and sisters.
这个魂是什么东西呢?
What exactly is the soul?
就是我们的思想、我们的情感、我们的意志和我们的感觉。
It's our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, and our will.
啊，所以我们天天的生活都是我想怎样。
So every day it's how do I feel?
啊，那么我爱怎样。
Or it's I love doing this.
还有我决定怎样。
Or I have decided this.
或者我感觉怎样。
Or I feel this.
我们晓得这个是支配我们生活的。
And we know that these things control our lives.
我们每个人都活在这样的光景中。
And we are all living in this type of condition.
啊，所以这个好像是很平常的事情。
And this seems like a normal thing.
但是我们晓得这是我们的魂在支配我们的生活。
But we know that this is our soul controlling our lives.
啊，所以我们一开口就我想怎样。
So as soon as we open our mouths, it's I want to.
一开口就是我喜欢怎样。
And we start off with what I want.
我决定怎样。
What I have decided.
啊，那么我感觉怎样。
What I feel.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们要好好的跟随主。
If we are to follow the Lord correctly.
我们需要把我们的魂把它否决了。
We need to let our soul go.
Deny.
We need to deny our soul.
像我们的主一样。
Like our Lord Jesus.
所以主在地上呢，他就不是我想怎样，不是我爱怎样，不是我决定怎样，不是我感觉怎样，乃是父怎样。
So when the Lord Jesus was in this world, he did not live according to what he desired or what he wanted or how he felt. It was according to what the Father told him.
所以我们要常常想，主啊，你是怎么想的？
So we should have the attitude that, Lord, however you think.
你爱什么？
Whatever you love.
你决定什么,
whatever you have decided.
你的感觉如何,
whatever your feelings are.
我们今天跟随主,
and today we need to have this kind of attitude.
所以我们的魂,
so our souls need to be saved.
今天我们晓得这个东西啊, 支配我们的生活和侍奉非常的厉害。
We know that our soul has impacted the way we live and how we serve.
简单来说呢, 整个世界都是被魂所充满的。
And simply, to put it simply, the entire world and how it operates is dictated by our soul.
所以基督徒要追求得胜的生活,
so as a Christian to pursue after a victorious life,
你要注意你魂里面的光景。
We need to pay attention to the condition in our soul.
我们的魂是我们得胜和失败的一个关键。
That the self-denial of our souls is a turning point in our lives.
所以你如果借着十字架对付了你的魂,
so if we have used the cross to defeat our souls,
你就站在得胜的位置上,
then we stand in a position of victory.
所以得胜呢, 还不在乎呢, 这个不碰, 那个不摸, 少吃一点, 少睡一点, 还不在乎这些。
To be in the position of overcoming, it's not a matter of don't touch this, don't eat this, don't do that.
那是不活在你自己的里面。
But it's more not living in ourselves.
你才可能有得胜的经历。
Then you can have an experience of overcoming.
啊, 所以你看我们主耶稣来的时候, 他倒空他的自己。
So we can see it when the Lord Jesus came, the first thing he did was he emptied himself.
我们要看见那个堕落的己啊, 像垃圾一样。
We need to see that our fallen soul life is but rubbish.
我想弟兄姊妹你们都有 过倒垃圾的经验,
I think many of you have experience of taking out the trash.
倒垃圾很快乐的。
Taking out the trash is a satisfying thing.
我每次拿了一袋子垃圾, 到那个垃圾桶里面一丢啊, 哎呀, 真是很快乐。
Every time I take the garbage, take the trash out, and I throw it into the garbage can, I feel this sense of relief and satisfaction.
是吧, 你们大家笑了,
everyone is smiling, so I see that everyone has the same experience.
你知道吗, 今天我们要有这样的眼光, 把我们魂里面的这些败坏, 像倒垃圾一样,
so today we need to have the viewpoint that in our soul, our soul is but rubbish, and we need to dump that out.
真的, 你能把它倒出去, 你看, 你清醒多了。
If we can get rid of the soul inside of us, it'll bring us a lot of relief.
所以呢, 要虚空自己, 倒空自己。
So we need to empty ourselves.
那么第三个点,
and the third point,
他讲到他取了奴仆的形象,
said that he taking on the form of a bond servant.
我们晓得这个取这个字啊, 是一个主动的一个字。
We know that this word taking is an action word.
它不是被动的,
it's not a passive word.
不是人勉强他的,
it's not something that is forced.
它是主动的,
it is voluntarily done.
它不仅是主动的,
it's not only voluntarily done,
并且是有目的的,
but it's there behind it there's a purpose.
啊, 所以这个取是主动的, 是有目的的。
So this word taking has a goal and purpose.
那么做什么呢? 做奴仆。
For what purpose? It is taking the form of a bond servant.
啊, 那个, 英文呢, 讲这个 bondman, 啊, 这个 bond servant, 这个意思是什么呢? 就说这个人呢, 他是受到一个目的所约束的一个人。
The word bond servant means that this person has taken a position where they are restricted or constrained for a purpose.
啊, 他是被目的所支配的。
And he is controlled by a purpose.
所以主耶稣到地上来取了奴仆的形象。
So when the Lord Jesus came into the world, he took on in the form of a bond servant.
这是非常重要的一件事。
And this is a very important thing.
我们所有 基督徒都应该明白啊,
all Christians need to understand.
一面来讲我们是神的儿女,
on one hand, we are the children of God.
另外一面呢,我们是神的仆人。
And on the other hand, we are the servants of God.
我们做仆人是因为有目的, 要成全神的目的。
We are servants because we have a purpose to fulfill.
那么在这里主取了奴仆的形象。
Here Jesus taking the form of a bond servant.
啊, 那么这是一个什么形象呢?
And what kind of a form is this?
啊, 请弟兄姊妹跟我一起看马太福音第十二章。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音第十二章。
Matthew chapter 12。
马太十二章十八节到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 18 through 21。
我们知道这一段话呢是从以赛亚书四十二章所引过来的。
We know that this section of passage is a quote directly from Isaiah chapter 42.
啊，这里说，看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选，所亲爱，心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦，他不增进，不喧嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音，压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭，等他施行公理，叫公理得胜，外邦人都要仰望他的名。
Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A battered reed he will not break off, a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope.
所以这里给我们看见神的仆人的一个形象。
So here we see an image of the servant of God.
啊，我简单的把它讲一下啊。
And I'll simply, sum this up.
第一个是神所拣选的。
The first point is that he was chosen by God.
啊，第二个，他不仅是知道神的爱，也知道如何讨神的喜悦。
The second point is that he not only knows of God and knows how to please God.
我们都知道神爱我们是不改变的。
We all know that God's love for us will never change.
神爱我们，但不一定喜欢我们。
God loves us, but he may not like us.
所以作为神的仆人呢，不仅懂得神的爱，还要追求怎么样，讨神的喜悦。
So one who is a servant of God not only knows the love of God, but needs to be well pleasing in his sight.
使徒保罗说，我们立定了心志要得神的喜悦。
That we need to pursue after being, we need to be well pleasing before the Lord.
啊，第三件事情，它里面是有灵的。
The third point is that, God has placed his spirit.
他是用灵侍奉神的。
And they serve using the spirit of God.
第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
他有公理，他有判断。
That he justice flows out from him.
啊，第五件事情。
And the fifth point.
他很安息，他很隐藏。
That he is, at rest and peace.
Hidden.
Or he's hidden.
因为他不增进，不喧嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音。
He will not quarrel nor cry out, and no one hears his voice in the streets.
啊，另外一件事，他很善良。
And another point is that he is good.
他压伤的芦苇不折断，江残的灯火不吹灭。
A battered reed he will not break off, a smoldering wick he will
not put out. 看起来是软弱的。
It looks like it is of weakness.
其实是得胜。
But it is victory.
并且能叫公理得胜。
And not only that, he leads justice to victory.
他甚至呢到一个地步啊，他说外邦人都信任他的名。
And this victory is to the point where the Gentiles will also proclaim this hope.
他有个好见证呢，连不信主的人呢都能够信任他。
His testimony is so awesome that even the Gentiles, the non-believers, will proclaim who he is.
所以主耶稣到地上来取奴仆的形象，什么形象呢？就是这样的形象。
So when the Lord Jesus came into this world and took on the form of a bond servant, this is the servant that was manifested.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要常把这些放在我们的心思里面。
We need to place this thought in our minds often.
愿我们里面能像主一样。
So we can be like Christ.
我们在虽然是神的儿女，但是我们愿意取奴仆的形象。
That we are the children of God, but yet we take the position of a servant of God.
因为这是为着神的目的。
Because this is for accomplishing the purposes of God.
第四件事情。
The fourth point.
他在这里就讲到说呢，他成为人的样式。
Is that he was in the likeness of man.
他说既成为人的样子。
And found in the appearance of a man.
啊，这里有讲到人的样式和人的样子。
And here it speaks of the likeness of man and the appearance of a man.
啊，这是很有意义的一件事。
And this is very interesting.
啊，那么什么叫做成为人的样式呢？
What does it mean to be made in the likeness of a man?
这里的 man 啊，你看英文里面这个 man 是多数字。
And this word man is, in the plural,
yeah,
has a plural meaning.
那么就说呢，他取了所有人的样子。
So he's taken on the form of all of man.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我常常碰见有很多人讲说，哎，孙弟，我看见一个人很像你。
I often will see people and they will say, hey, brother, son, I saw a guy who looks just like you.
又看见另外一个人很像你。
And I saw another guy who looks like you.
这意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
就是你的相貌很平凡。
Means that your face is pretty plain.
你没什么特殊。
There's no, defining attributes to
所以这说明我们主耶稣到地上来做人呢，他愿意做一个平凡人。
So this speaks of the fact that when the Lord Jesus came into this world, he was a plain man.
哎呀，这些年呢，我常常在读那些思想啊。
And all, after all these years, I've thought before the Lord.
最好做一个平平凡凡的人。
The best scenario is to be a plain man.
不要出名。
That you won't, have fame.
我们中国人一句话讲的，人怕出名，这个猪怕肥，你们听过？
So the Chinese term says, man fears fame just like pigs fear fat.
Yeah. 猪一肥了就要拿去杀了。
Because when the pigs get fat, then they will be slaughtered to be eaten.
所以最好做平凡人。
So it's best to just be a normal, plain man.
不需要摆出来样子，你多属灵啊，你那个多了不起，不要。
You don't need to put forth this look of how spiritual am I and how great am I.
所以以赛亚书53章告诉我们呢。
So Isaiah 53 it tells us.
主耶稣到地上来像根出于干地，没有加薪美容。
That when the Lord Jesus came into this world, he was like a tender root. And like a
没有加薪美容。
And he had no beauty.
啊。所以这个也是犹太人弃绝他的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why the Jewish people despised him.
犹太人也很诧异。
And the Jewish people were also,
有一天从拉撒勒一个木匠家里面出来个人。
The Jewish people were also astounded because one day out of Nazareth a man came out.
还不到30岁看起来像50岁。
And he was 30 years old, but maybe he looked like he was 50.
人家就说这就是弥赛亚。
And they said that this is the Messiah.
你想想看，这些犹太人怎么能接受？
Think of how these Jewish, Jews would, how would they accept this?
他们心中所想象的弥赛亚。
Their image of their Messiah.
像王子一样。
Is like a prince.
哇，骑着白马来的。
Riding on a white horse.
哎呀，那个他们才有光彩，对不对？
Then it gives, stirs up,
来了个乡下人。
Stirs up, the qualifications.
又不好看。
Here, a hillbilly from the countryside.
那么说他是弥赛亚，谁能接受呢？
Who's not attractive and you say that he is the Messiah.
但是他们很稀奇啊。
But they were amazed.
你看这个人呢，这个样子不怎么，讲起话来有权柄。
This person who looks so plain and simple, but when he speaks with power.
哇，病都给他医治好了。
The sicknesses were healed.
鬼一看见他就跑了。
The demons, ran away.
因为他确实是神的儿子。
Because indeed he is the son of God.
但是我们的主把自己隐藏在一个非常平凡的光景中。
But our Lord Jesus placed himself in a very plain and simple looking man.
哎呀，这些年呢，我才能常常发现，一个平凡人才过得快快乐乐。
And through all my years, I've come to the conclusion that if you live as a plain man, you will live with joy and peace.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要思想这些东西。
We need to have this in our mindset.
他不仅有人的样式，他真的是人的样子。
He not only was in the likeness of man, he also had the appearance of a man.
他虽然是神的儿子，但在地上呢，他过的完全是人的生活。
He is the son of God, but yet when he was in the world, he completely lived out the life of a man.
并且他是一个正常人的生活。
And he was a normal man.
啊，你看这个这种意念多么美丽。
And what a beautiful, understanding this is.
这跟今天呢，在地上基督教里面很多人思想完全不一样。
And this is completely different than maybe some of the teachings of Christianity today.
我常常发现有很多青年弟兄姊妹出来侍奉主啊，就想要不平凡。
And I find that a lot of young people when they come out to serve the Lord, they don't want to be a plain man.
就希望了一下就是哇这个 Worldwide, 这个大家都知道他。
And those who come out to serve want worldwide fame immediately.
结果自己给自己找了很大的麻烦。
And they've caused themselves a lot of grief and problems.
其实主让我们做个平凡人，有什么不好呢？
The Lord called us to be a plain and simple man. What is wrong with that?
只要像他就好。
As long as we are like him, that is what matters.
那么第五个点。
And the fifth point.
他就自己卑微。
Is he humbled himself.
啊，这个自己卑微呢，不仅是降卑他的自己。
This humbling himself is not only a lowering of himself.
对，你知道这个降卑这个字啊，原文就是 lowly, 就是自己。降得很低。
And this humbling of yourself is to lower yourself.
这里也有意思，就是微小他的自己。
And to make yourself small.
small. 对，他从来不觉得自己有多伟大。
He never thought that he was so great.
如果你能有这样的思想，
If we can have this mindset,
你就根本不会受伤。
Then we will never get hurt.
如果人讲说，哎呀，你这个人呢，连小学生都不如。
And if someone were to come to you and say, you are not even worthy as worthy compared to an elementary school kid.
你说哎呀哪里我才幼稚园。
Then if you say, oh, you're right, I'm not even that, I'm but a kindergartner.
你看你会受伤，你不会受伤，对不对？
Would you become hurt? You would not be hurt.
为什么我们常常我们的尊严受伤呢？
Why is it that sometimes our ego gets hurt?
就是因为太大了嘛。
Because we make ourselves too big.
所以弟兄姊妹们，尽量降卑自己。
So brothers and sisters, we need to humble ourselves.
我也知道有很多时候碰见这些情况不太容易。
And I know that when we encounter these situations, it's not easy.
但是如果你里面有这种的心思，
But if we have this mindset,
它就非常会帮助我们。
Then it'll help us out greatly.
所以感谢主啊。
So we thank the Lord.
主耶稣到地上来成为人。
Lord Jesus coming into this world in the form of a man.
希伯来书第二章第七节告诉我们，他比天使还微小一点。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 7, he says, for a little while he was lower than angels.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
诗篇第八篇已经讲了啊。诗篇。
Oh, Psalm 8 already tells us.
所以他来的时候他要比天使微小一点。
Says that he will be a little bit lower than angels.
如果是我们能做到吗？
Is that something that we can do?
啊，但是感谢主。
But thank God.
他虽然比天使微小。
That even though he was lower than the angels.
圣经讲，天使却是服役的灵。
But the Bible tells us that the angels are a spirit of service.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主。
So we thank our God.
若不是他微小他的自己。
If he did not humble himself.
今天我们不能靠近他，你知道吗？
We cannot approach him today.
今天我们的主成为可亲可爱的主。
Today our God is someone who is approachable.
因为就是他降卑到我们的地位上来了。
Because he has humbled himself to our level.
他如果用神的儿子的身份出来，没有一个人能靠近他的。
If he came into this world as the qualifications of a son of God, no one can approach him.
所以主耶稣降卑他的自己。
So the Lord Jesus lowered himself and humbled himself.
并且在启示录里面告诉我们呢。
And in Revelations it tells us.
主耶稣取羔羊的形象。
The Lord Jesus took on the form of a lamb.
这个羔羊是得胜的一个记号。
And this lamb is a victorious symbol.
哇，仇敌的形象是什么呢？
What is the form that, the Satan took?
那么是兽啊，大兽。
It's this ginormous beast.
但是呢，一个小小的羔羊就胜过他。
But yet this small little lamb has defeated that beast.
所以今天微小自己反而是一个得胜的因素。
So today, if we are to humble ourselves, it is actually, being victorious.
我们需要把这种思想摆在我们的里面。
And we need to place this mindset into us.
然后第六个点。
The sixth point.
他叫存心顺服。
He was, obedient.
我们知道什么叫顺服吗？
What does obedient mean?
顺服就是意志上面的一种降服。
And obedient means a surrendering of your own will.
这个不容易啊。
This is not easy.
我们每个人都有自己的 will.
We all have our own will.
啊，我们很多人都是 这个 strong will.
Many of us are strong-willed.
啊，我们意志力坚强啊。
And we are stubbornly strong.
老实讲了，我们其实呢，大部分人都是意志力薄弱，不是坚强。
But in reality, we are all willfully fragile.
我们碰到人都是很刚强。
But when we encounter man, we become strong.
碰见试探引诱啊，薄弱的不得了。
And when we encounter temptations, we crumble at it.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到主耶稣存心顺服。
And here it says the Lord Jesus was completely obedient.
就是他心甘情愿的顺服。
That he voluntarily was obedient.
你看在马太福音26章。
In Matthew
26, 39节。
Matthew 26 verse
39. 这里主给我们做了最好的榜样。
The Lord gave us this best example.
这里说他就稍往前走。俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face praying, and prayed, saying, My father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as thou wilt.
主耶稣把他的意志降服在父的意志底下。
And the Lord Jesus surrendered his will below the will of the Father.
这就是顺服。
And this is obedience.
是美丽的顺服。
And this is a beautiful obedience.
我们知道基督徒在顺服的功课上是最不容易学的。
The lessons of obedience for a Christian is the most difficult thing.
所以我们需要把这样的心思放在我们的里面。
So we need to place this mindset into our minds.
但愿我们在主的带领中甘心情愿的顺服。
That as the Lord continues to lead us, may we happily obey Him.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing.
我们知道因着主的顺服。
If we follow the leading of, if we are obeying God,
把亚当悖逆所带进那个堕落的世界整个扭转过来。
But then we have caused the failures of Adam, to the situation to turn for the positive.
你我今天在神跟前还能蒙恩呢。
Today, you and I can have grace.
实在来讲，父是看见他儿子的顺服。
And it's truly because the Father has seen the obedience of his Son.
因为我们这些堕落的人。
Because for all of us who are of the fallen,
我们里面有魔鬼的那个悖逆的性格。
We have the rebellious nature of Satan within us.
所以我们得救之后要顺服神很不容易。
So after we were saved to be obedient to God, it's very difficult.
若不是基督的顺服。
If it is not for Christ's obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不可能蒙神的祝福。
We cannot gain the blessings of God.
我们那种悖逆的个性是应该招来咒诅的。
So,
curse.
So, because of our fallen nature, we are ones who would curse God.
感谢主为我们在神跟前顺服。
But thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus was obedient.
所以一直到今天。
So until today.
我常常里面呢想到这些，我真是感谢我的主。
That when I think about this, I'm truly thankful to God.
主啊，若不是你在神跟前的顺服。
That Lord, if it wasn't for your complete obedience before the
Father. 我们这些悖逆的人怎么能成全你的旨意呢？
All of us who are of the fallen, how can we be a part of your purpose?
你看我们是多么的固执啊。
Look how selfish we are.
哎呀，我们那么刚硬。
We're so stubborn.
啊，好像谁也弄不动你。
And we can't be moved.
所以弟兄姊妹们感谢主的顺服。
But we thank the Lord for His obedience.
我们应该常常把这样的图画放在我们的心思里。
And we should constantly have this image of His obedience be in our mind.
因为这种思想。
This mindset.
也使我们在不可能顺服中能够顺服神。
This mindset allows us to be obedient when we naturally are not able to be obedient. So this mindset is very important.
然后最后一个点。
And the last point.
他说以至于死且死在十字架上。
The last point is, death and even death on a cross.
我们知道我们的主是生命的主。
We know that our Lord is the Lord of life.
他为我们亲尝死味，那是极大的痛苦。
And for the Lord Jesus to die for us, that was a great suffering and pain.
希伯来书有这样的形容。
The book of Hebrews pictures it this way.
他尝到这个死味，给他带来极大的痛苦。
And when he experienced this pain, this suffering, it brought him great pain.
但是主愿意为着我们。
But our Lord was willing to do this.
这里讲且死在十字架上，就是这个死必须具备十字架的意义。
And for this death, and it says, even death on a cross speaks of dying on the cross.
所以这个死跟我们天然的死不一样。
And so this death is not our, speaking of our natural death.
跟撒旦带来的那个属灵的死亡也不一样。
And this is also not speaking of the death that Satan has brought.
因为这个死变成了一个极大的能力。
Because this death has the outcome of great power.
啊，这个能力呢，可以摧毁仇敌一切的权势。
And this death can render Satan powerless.
所以希伯来书第二章第十四节告诉我们。
So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
我想我们不读了。
We won't read it.
他就说主耶稣借着死败坏那个掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And it said that through his death, he rendered powerless him who had the power of death.
啊，所以今天呢，谁能摧毁仇敌的权势呢？
So today, who can destroy the power of Satan?
圣经告诉我们，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
And the Bible tells us that the entire world is under the power of Satan.
我想我们今天能感觉这个世界中啊，充满了邪恶的东西。
And we can feel that in this world, it's full of evil spirit.
谁能够摧毁他呢？
Who can destroy him?
那是借着基督的死。
It is with the death of Christ.
他不仅摧毁仇敌一切的权势。
He not only took away, destroyed the power of Satan.
他的死也解决我们人性中所有一切的问题。
But through his death, it also solved all the problems of mankind.
所以罗马书第六章第六节告诉我们。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
That our old self was crucified with him.
这个旧人什么意思啊？
And what is this old man?
这个旧人就是我们所有一切败坏性质的一个总结，这样一个总的一个。
And this old self is the conclusion of that fallen man.
感谢主。
We thank God.
今天我们里面所有一切败坏的天性，主的死都能解决。
Today, all of the fallen nature that is within us, through Christ's death, he solved that problem for us.
所以我们知道，在前面我们讲到主耶稣啊，这个反倒虚己啊 ，empty himself.
So in the beginning, we mentioned that Christ has emptied himself.
那个叫舍己。
And that is called self-denial.
当我们在十字架上死的时候呢？
When we die on the cross.
那个叫做无己。No self.
It means that there's no self.
不一样。
So it is different.
所以从舍己达到无己。
So you go from self-denial to no self at all.
这是我们的主。
That is our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这主的心思的七个点。
This is the seven points in the mind of Christ.
是七个重要的台阶。
And these are seven important steps.
今天呢，我们需要让我们的思想中被这个思想来取代。
And today we need to be in our thoughts, we need to be filled with this mindset.
那么你基督徒的生活定规不一样。
Then for sure your Christian life will be different.
我们讲过，我们的生活言行是受我们心思的这个影响。
And today our mind will control how we live.
你怎么想你就怎么活的。
However we think, that is how we will live.
现在如果你的心思意念中充满了基督的心思。
But now if your mindset is full of Christ,
你自然活出来的就是基督啊。
Then naturally what you live out will be Christ.
你看这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a important and precious thing.
保罗没有告诉我们你要去做，不是的。
Paul never said you need to go do it.
保罗告诉我们你要去想。
Paul says you have to think.
只要你的心思能够像基督的心思，
and as long as our mindset is that of Christ,
你不需要做，你就自然做出来了。
Then you don't need to do it naturally, you'll produce it.
你看这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And what a precious thing that is.
所以今天我们要磨成基督死的形象。
So today we need to be conformed to the likeness of
Christ. 如果你的心思上面没有转变。
If our mindset has not been changed,
你怎么可能磨成他的形象？
How can we be molded into his image?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要把这些话常常放在我们的思想中来思想。
We need to constantly place these words in our minds to think about.
以至于呢，使我们的思想能变成基督的思想。
So that our mindset will be the same mindset that, as Christ.
这是我们心思蒙拯救的路。
And this is the way of salvation for our minds.
所以保罗在以弗所书告诉我们呢，整个教会都要戴上头盔。
And so in Ephesians it says we need to put on this helmet.
Whole church.
The whole church needs to put on this helmet of salvation.
所以你看我们整个教会都戴上这样的心思。
And so if the entire church puts on this mindset,
那么教会自然就什么成为主的见证。
Then naturally the church will be a testimony of Christ.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
那么保罗还给我们恩典啊。
And Paul gives us grace.
在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节。
In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7.
当我们做不到的时候。
When we are not able to obtain it or achieve it.
他说不要挂虑。
He says,Be anxious for nothing.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们的告诉神。
But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
他说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀和意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
知道怎么样保守我们的心怀和意念。
So how can we protect and guard our minds?
啊，这一切借着祷告交在主手里。
By prayer and supplication.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天已经来到末后的世代。
Today we are in the end times.
我刚刚讲过，我们的生活中不知道会遇见什么风暴。
I mentioned in the beginning that we don't know what chaos we will encounter in life.
不用害怕。
We don't need to be afraid.
我们借着祷告。
Through prayer.
把所看见所要交在神的手中。
That we, make our requests be made known to God.
神用他的平安保守我们的心思意念。
That God will use his peace to guard our minds.
就给我们带来平安的生活。
And he will give us a peaceful life.
所以弟兄姊妹们要把这些话啊常常摆在你的心思意念中。
So we need to keep these words in our minds, constantly.
好不好？最后啊，我们把这一段话呢再念一下。
How about we read these words one more time?
我们用中文念一遍，然后英文念一遍。
We'll read it once in Chinese and then once in English.
我们早晨的聚会就停在这里。
And then we'll conclude our meeting.
啊，请读中文的弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书第二章。
We'll read, Philippians chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹可以大声的来读啊。
And we can read it loudly together, first in
Chinese. 我们从第五节读到第八节。
Verse, 5 through 8.
来，中文先来。
We'll read in Chinese first.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。英文的。
In English, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men.And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹，我们再一同站起来唱首诗歌。
Can we all stand and sing, one song?
291首。
291.
我们就唱一三五三节。
We'll sing, verses 1, 3, and 5.
我们唱完之后呢，我们请所有弟兄姊妹在主跟前都有一点祷告。
And when we've concluded singing, may everyone, have a heart of prayer.
若是主的灵感动我们。
And if the Spirit moves within us.
那么有两三位呢，带着我们做简短的祷告。
Can we have two or three lead us with prayer?
请Joanna 给我们一句就可以。主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we all prostrate ourselves before you.
我们求你为你的教会戴上救恩的头盔。
Lord, may we as a church put on the helmet of salvation.
在今天这个败坏的世界中。
While we live in a chaotic, times.
保守你的圣徒们有一个健全的思想。
Protect your people that we can have the proper mindset.
主啊，更新我们的意念。
So adjust our will.
让我们的思想能更像你的思想。
So that our mindset will be like yours.
好叫我们的生活受你的思想的支配。
So that our lives will be controlled by your mindset.
好叫我们的生活能更多流露你的自己。
So that our lives can manifest more of your life.
愿你的教会在地上能为你做美好的见证。
And the church on earth can be a beautiful testimony for you.
主啊，用这些话拯救我们。
Lord, use these words to save us.
我们都愿意把自己交在你的恩手中。
We submit ourselves to you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你永远是我们的救主。
You forever are our savior.
在任何时候你都愿意拯救我们。
No matter where or when, you are always eager to save us.
今天早晨你确实在我们中间。
This morning you indeed are in our midst.
你的同在实在是我们极大的满足。
Your presence is our only satisfaction.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
So we give you all the worship from the depths of our being.
谢谢你听我们众人的祷告。
Thank you for hearing the prayers of your people.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.